Hello, welcome to the Above the Clouds podcast. I'm your host, Dana Turner, and in this and my future episodes, I'll be talking through all things expat and living in the fabulous Emirate of Dubai to starting my own fashion business and manifesting, thus being a mom to my two children and setting financial as well as life goals to achieve absolutely anything. So hello and welcome and a very happy Friday to you. I hope you've made yourself really proud this week in your productivity. I've really realised that in the past few months that being productive makes me extremely happy and raises my happy tank by a good 60%, I would say. But I hope you're feeling really good as it is Friday and the weekend is within our grasp. So I was hoping to be recording this episode in my beautiful new office that I'd mentioned last week. But due to certain factors this week, I'm actually sitting on the edge of my bed, sort of hunched over with my two dogs sitting on my bed. So it's very awkward and trying to record. And at the same time, I've got two children homeschooling and a very, very loud husband downstairs on constant calls. So the forces are against me today, but I shall plough on anyway. So do wish me luck. Now, I don't know if anyone's been reading the news this week or actually seen the news, but you might not be aware that the UAE was basically visited by the four horsemen of the apocalypse this week. Now, last Sunday, we were actually getting Molly ready to go off on a residential. So she was due to go on a 2-day sort of not quite camping. I think it was more glamping trip with the school and where they were doing all sorts of fun activities and adventure type stuff. And Richard had actually mentioned that there was some rain due to come on Tuesday. So he said maybe some of the activities will be indoors, which was basically the biggest understatement of the century. Now, I'll just explain that in Dubai, if heavy rainfall is forecast, normally what the schools tend to do is close and move to homeschooling because there just isn't sufficient enough drainage to deal with it all. So the roads will often flood and it sometimes takes a good few days, even though we have the sun straight afterwards, it still takes a good few days to get rid of the water. So in advance, Oscar's school had actually said that they would be moving to remote learning. But Richard had just gone off to work as normal on Tuesday and Molly had gone off on her trip and was having a whale of a time. And I was also working from home along with all of my teammates and my boss, again, because we had seen the forecast. And then at about 8:30, Oscar was upstairs doing his sort of lessons and his Zooming. But I had a message through from my boss and he sent us all a message because he actually lives in JBR, which in an apartment quite high up. But he's basically facing the sea and facing the beach there. So he'd got sort of a perfect view of the weather front and just basically said, you know, there's something probably about to hit you quite soon, but he'd sent some videos of what the weather was like there and it was just extreme. And then about 10 minutes later, the sky turned like the darkest shade of purple I've ever seen. And just within seconds, the rain and gale force type winds started and the lightning was almost constant with barely a second in between. And the homes here just aren't designed to have to deal with this type of rain or even, just a little bit of rain, because obviously we live in the desert. So with a few minutes, the water was just coming into my house under my front door. And our garden was under about 2 inches of water, with all the water from the roof just spurting out of a pipe. So that was all within seconds. And I felt a little bit like I was on the Titanic, you know, and all of a sudden they see the water coming in. So the only thing I could do was to basically move all of our furniture as far back in the room as I could and just use a broom to try and sweep some of the water back out the front door whilst there was constant lightning above me. And I think the freaky thing for me was just how quickly the weather turned from being just a normal dry day into something like from a movie. So throughout the sort of earlier part of the day, there were several storms, with the last one actually being the worst. So in between each of the storms, obviously everybody was just trying to clear up, you know, sort of the latest surge. So, you know, I was just sort of getting the water out, and compared to so many other people, I really didn't have it bad at all. So I was just getting the water out as best as I could, and then actually taking the dogs out for a walk in between because they were too scared to go out in the garden. But Richard actually set out from work at about 3 o'clock because obviously he knew by this point that the weather was, you know, bad. So he set out at 3 o'clock, and he only works probably about 25 minutes away from where we live. And he actually got home at 10:30, and he was actually driving on the Emirates Road, and you know, just the scenes that he was seeing, but being on the Emirates Road, it was just, you know, unbelievable. You know, the water was nearly up to his car window, and he's got a big 4x4, you know, and in certain parts it was like that. And people's cars were just cutting out. So some people were forced to abandon their cars. And the thing is, that's all very well. You can leave your car there, but where are you going to go? Luckily, Richard wasn't far from our home. He was probably, if he would have been driving, he probably would have been home in about 7 or 8 minutes. But still, obviously, it's incredibly dangerous. You can't just get out in deep water and start walking. And there were people that were actually swimming down the Emirates Road, which is bizarre, isn't it? You know, you can't imagine that sort of, it's like the M6, but probably an extra 3 or 4 lanes. And there were cars coming the wrong direction because cars couldn't get by. Just complete chaos, basically. But the funny thing about it was, is Richard, you know, he is very, very level-headed, and it's one of the things that I love about him because he keeps his spirits up no matter what is going on around him. And I just think that is such an incredible quality. So there's that poem, isn't there? If you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs. And it was basically that. He was basically trapped in his car for going on 8 hours. And so just chaos going on. He didn't know how long it was going to take for him to get back. But he was actually having his own little car disco, and every now and then he'd send through a message to us and the family as well, with him just going through the various playlists of like Purple Rain, I'm Singing in the Rain, and It's Raining Men, and various other ones. So he was just literally having a disco and was dancing and singing everything as people were swimming past him. So just utter chaos. But he hadn't, and I never do this, I always have water in my car, because you just never know. But he just set out without a bottle of water, without any food in the car. He had had lunch at work, so he was okay. But he was bursting for a wee as well. So, you know, but he still was just very cheerful about the whole thing. Because I think as well, you know, if you completely lose your head, well, that's not going to help in any way, is it? And I know that it's very much easier said than done, isn't it? But I think if you are someone that can keep calm when things are just going crazy around you, you know, it is the best way to be. But Molly had actually called me later on that Tuesday to say, obviously, they were all okay. The school was in contact with us as well to say that they were all okay. They hadn't had the storm, I don't think, quite as bad as here. They were about 2 hours away. But yeah, that they were all safe and they were all doing indoor activities. But what had actually happened, obviously, Molly is home now, but she'd actually said on that night, on the, was it the Monday or the Tuesday night? I think it might have been the Tuesday night. In the middle of the night at about 1 o'clock, the fire alarms went off, and all the girls or all the students were in little huts with about 5 in each room, and then the teachers were nearby, but they weren't in a hotel, that they were in these individual huts, and the fire alarm went off. So they were all really panicking. So Molly just left her shoes and just left the room. They were having to guide their friend who hadn't got her glasses, who could barely see anything. So they were having to guide her down the corridors. And they had to go out into the storm. And Molly said that the water was up to her shin. She was having to roll her trousers up. And the lightning was going on at the same time. And it's one of those things that I'm glad I didn't know about this at the time. But yeah, what it actually turned out to be was one of the lads in one of the rooms was dared to press the fire alarm. You know, and it's one of those, isn't it? It's a big red button and they're just kids. And it seems like a good idea and a very funny idea at the time. And, you know, just through that one silly, silly mistake, you know, obviously things could have really happened, but luckily they were all safe. But yes, this lad and I think the other lads in his room were in ginormous trouble, and I'm sure he got into big trouble going home as well to his parents. But yeah, so in that split second, you think it's a funny idea as a kid, don't you? But yeah, so they were all fine, so they went back to the room. And then they actually decided, they made the decision for the children to stay one extra night, because the thing is, in the aftermath of these things happening, you know, more chaos can sort of carry on, because so many of the roads were still closed, so many of the roads were still completely flooded. And obviously Dubai was trying to make its way round to all these roads to suck out the water. But that takes time, doesn't it? And obviously the amount of abandoned cars that were on both sides of the road, some of them were facing the wrong direction. You know, they were having to close roads because of that as well. But yeah, it does take time. But yesterday, Oscar and I were setting out to go and meet Molly. She was on her way back. And they were having to meet at a different school because you couldn't actually get to her school because all those roads were closed. But again, I sort of fairly innocently set off with Oscar. I did take sort of bags of water and sort of snacks and things like that, just in case. But this was obviously, you know, sort of 2 days later. So in Dubai are very good at just jumping on something and getting it sorted very quickly. But yeah, so as soon as we set off on the Emirates Road, you know, it was open, everything seemed fine. And then all of a sudden we drove past a big pile up. And what it was the Emirates Road was closed further on down because of all these abandoned cars and possibly more water further down. But if the road is suddenly closed, you know, out of the blue and you're not expecting it, you know, this accident had happened, and then all of the roads leading to Molly's school were closed. So we had no way of getting to her. So sort of on the way back, we had to sort of come round. And I was just thinking, what are we going to do? Because then there was a massive puddle on the road that we had to drive through to get back home. And you can never tell how deep these things are. So you're just looking at the cars in front of you to see how they're getting on. And there was a nice man who pulled up alongside me. And I said, you know, do you know if there's any way of getting round to sort of Academic City? And he said, no. He said, but just take it really easy, sort of go round to the side. And Oscar was obviously worried. He was sitting in the back of the car because, again, the water's coming right up the side of the car. But I've got a fairly big car, not as big as Richard's, but it is, you know, it's not sort of quite low to the ground. But yeah, so Oscar was saying, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to get there? And I just said to him straight away, as I normally do, let's just manifest everything will be fine. It'll all work out. We'll be absolutely fine getting through this water, and it will all be okay. But I knew at that point I had no way of getting to Molly. And then in the next moment, that was the thing as well, because Molly had sent me a message saying, would I mind also taking her friend home who lives on the same estate, because her mum couldn't get to the school. And I said, yeah, of course, that's fine, thinking that I could get there. And then obviously I couldn't. But so I was thinking that they're both going to be stranded there now. But yeah, I said that to Oscar, let's just manifest everything will work out fine, it'll all be okay. And honestly, less than a minute later, Molly phoned me and she said, are you near the school, Mum? And I said, I can't get to you. And she said, oh, because my friend's mum's actually managed to get here now. And she asked if I wanted a lift home, and she's got a really, really big, like big Jeep thing. And yeah, came to her rescue, and Molly was actually home quicker than I was. So within probably, I don't know, 10 minutes, she was back home. And yeah, it was fine. So we went through the water. We just took our time. We just stayed to the left and, you know, got through okay. So it was all right. But yeah, so manifesting came into it then as well. But it's just crazy, isn't it? But I say that I think the thing that's so important is just to be calm in these moments, because I think a lot of people, when they see this water, it's like their mentality is just to get through it as quickly as possible. But what some of these cars were doing was zooming through and then creating big waves. And it's just, you know, it doesn't make sense, does it? So, you know, just taking it slowly, we all got through okay. And yeah, so we're all back at home again today. So the children are remote learning. Richard's working from home because, like I say, it's going to take a good few days to get all the roads, you know, back open again. The funny thing was that me and Oscar went to the supermarket, not thinking anything, but just because we needed to get some milk. I think this was on the Wednesday. And as I walked in, the supermarket was heaving with people. And it's only a little supermarket. And you can imagine what people were doing. It was the panic buying again. So like a man walked past me with a trolley full of waters. And, you know, that the shelves were running out of things. And then you automatically get the feeling that, well, should I be panic buying? But I didn't. I did buy some extra waters and things and a big milk and things like that. But I just thought everything's going to be fine. It's finished now. It's just going to be the clear up operation that will take a while. But yeah, all the panic buying and the coffee shop was absolutely packed. And I think because we'd had 3 weeks off school with the Eid break as well, and then going into this where we'd sort of started back to school on Monday and then straight away everyone's back at home, it was almost as if it was back in the lockdown mentality that as soon as you do have a chance to go out and go for a coffee or something, everyone jumps on it because everyone's dying to get out of the house. And the same for walking as well. You know, I went out for a few walks during the week and everybody was out walking or on bikes and everything. So we've all gone back into that mentality again, isn't it? But yeah, I think the incredible thing that can come out of these situations, if you're lucky, is that it can bring people together. And I noticed it because I've actually been added onto the ranch's WhatsApp group in the area where we're going to be living. And it was so heartwarming because a lot of their powers had gone out and a lot of people had lost water as well. So that they just had nothing that they could use within their house. But all the houses were communicating with each other saying, oh, I've got electricity if anyone wants to come round here, or I've got water, you know, you can come to my house. And everyone was really pulling together and it was a real community feel about it. And even sort of getting the power back on. It was so well organized because as one person was having their sort of power fixed, they were saying on the WhatsApp group, right, let me know your house number if you haven't got power and I'll send him to you next. Just absolutely incredible. And that was one of the things that I always thought would be the case in the ranches because you get that feel about it, you know, it's a real community place. But I thought it was absolutely incredible, you know, and people were going out their way saying, you know, I've got everything on if anyone wants phones charging or wants to come and have a shower. Just amazing, isn't it? So I think that's very heartwarming and yeah. But yes, it's quite priceless, that community feel and people helping each other. So wonderful. But some of the footage on the news as well, I'm sure you've probably all seen it by now, but obviously the Dubai airport, it looked as if it was just the sea, basically. So that was one thing. But I don't know if anyone saw the clip of the cat clinging to the car door as all the flood water was sort of going underneath him, literally clinging on for dear life. And then someone was videoing it and went to sort of help him, to rescue him. And this cat turned around and started sort of attacking the man. And I just thought, good luck, he's literally staring you in the face there. And not realising it at all. But one thing I've made sure that I've done this week as well, because obviously on the back of my coaching session that I had last week, I had lots of things that I wanted to get done that we'd sort of brainstormed. So I have been incredibly productive. So, you know, just done a lot. So I've been doing a lot of things on Instagram. So it sort of changed the way I'm doing things, really, and talking through the clothes that I have, but also how to style the clothes that I sell, you know, and giving people some ideas like that. But also letting people know about an event that I've got coming up. So I'm in the process of planning quarterly events for Above the Clouds, so that people can come and sort of shop with me in a restaurant or somewhere nice like that. And so just sort of putting the message out about that. And just being very, very productive, but it feels amazing. And what this week's also given is extra time, like lockdown, to get those fiddly little jobs done that you don't always have the brain capacity to do when you're busy and you're rushing everywhere. So I have had time to do like some more technical things on my website that I was trying to find time to think clearly about, because, you know, technical things, you know, it doesn't sort of come naturally to me. But if I'm in the right mind frame, I can work through it sort of step by step. But you have to have the brain capacity to be able to do it. So, yeah, I've got around to doing all of those fiddly things. Done a lot of decluttering and lots of exercise. So I have literally gone back into lockdown. So I'll be very pleased to sort of leave the house next week when hopefully everything's all back to normal. I say it's really getting there. You know, a lot of the roads are open now, but it will be nice to start school properly again and get back into a normal routine. So hopefully this time next week I will be recording from my office. And apologies if the sound quality isn't as sharp today, but I'm in a different room and it does make a difference. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Bit of a chaotic episode, but we plough on, don't we? But I hope you're going to have a fabulous weekend and do lots of fun stuff. But you can find me on Instagram at Gainer Above the Clouds. My online store is abovetheclouds.boutique, where you'll find all my gorgeous clothing on there. And if you're here in Dubai, I also offer 24-hour delivery. Once, obviously, all the cars and everything can get through. It may take a little bit longer this week, but 24-hour delivery. So if you are after something, you know, for next week, come and have a look. But yes, in the meantime, I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead, and I'll see you next time.